Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Castro. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Virals applying the tag. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Virals moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Virals scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball four. Killebrew moves to third. Allison moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Pascual moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Chan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pascual moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pascual scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Lee Stang now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison is hit by the pitch. Killebrew moves to second. Don Mincher pinch hits for Frank Castro. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mincher now playing first base. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pascual hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chance moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chance moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stang. Verhals moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva is walked intentionally. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhals scores. Oliva scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith pinch hits for Lee Stang. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 8-3, Twins. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from Romano and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Twins. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rollins strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Davalillo scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 8-5, Twins. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Wagner moves to third. Chance moves to second. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Chance scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-7, Twins. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 7. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Allison reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Romano and he is out, Alvis applying the tag. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 8, Twins, 8. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher juggles the ball. That's an error on Mincher. Hauser moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmerman strikes out. One out. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Verhaals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 8. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arrigo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arrigo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Siebert, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 8. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-4 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Verhaals applying the tag. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-4 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Bud Bloomfield pinch runs for Jerry Zimmerman. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out.